It's the Waller Bulldogs at Merrill Green Stadium to take on the Bryan Vikings, and we're talking again with Ross Rogers. Coach, you've been doing this a few years. What's this first week like?
Well, you know, you're ready to get into it, try to answer some questions. You hope you're close to, you've analyzed where you're at this situation or that situation and your talent. And you have a couple scrimmages, which we've enjoyed this year. Been a little bit different to have two different times to look at some stuff. And I do feel like it will be in better shape and farther along by doing it this way. So every year, you know, you better get those butterflies in your stomach and just anticipate getting started.
Tell me what the thinking was. You didn't do a spring practice, and you did get the extra week of practice and the extra scrimmage. What was the thinking in doing that this year?
It was twofold. One, we were putting a 9-team district. Now, we did draw the bye, but if we didn't draw the bye, we would have started district play week 3. Now we're buying week 3 and starting week 4. But with a 9-team district, and then we just had some injuries where I just felt like some kids weren't going to get the full benefit of spring ball. And so it just made sense. And, you know, we called it off really 2 days before we were going to start and put the pads on. So it was a late decision, and right now we think it's been a good decision.
You did get the two scrimmages in. Both of those were here at Merrill Green Stadium. What are your thoughts about kind of review what you did in those two scrimmages and what stood out? What were the good things?
You know, we had some history with George Ranch. They had beaten us 2 years in a row in the third round. And one of those years, we felt like we outplayed them most of the game. We gave them some cheap touchdowns, and then that was the year they ran away with the state championship. So, you know, who knows, if we could have finished that game, maybe we'd have been a little further along. But knowing that they're a 6A program with good numbers, they've got good-looking kids, their offense, our defense played really, really well. So that gave us a good feeling. Best our defense has played that early anytime we've played anybody. But maybe that George Ranch is going to a new offense, and that was some of it. Defensively, George Ranch had a really good defense, and it showed us our inequities in the offensive side and running the ball. Now, we did throw the ball pretty well, and there's going to be games like that. When you go out there, you know, we've always said you got to be balanced. And we go out there with the idea of running the ball two-thirds of the time and throwing it a third of the time. But there's been years and good big games where we've had to throw it two-thirds of the time and run it a third of the time. So it let us know where we're at. And then you come back and go with Rudder. And, of course, it was their first outing. I thought they showed us some things that are with their motion that our kids were not ready for. We worked on it, but they certainly didn't play it well. So they creased us a few times, but overall, I thought we played really good on defense again, and because we did shut them down when they got close to the goal line. And offensively, once again, we didn't run the ball as well as I like, but Kerry got outside, and then toward the end, Christian popped one about 70 yards, and we hit a big pass for about 40. And so, you know, we showed we do have the talent to put points on the board, and our offensive line will get better. We're getting better this week.
Well, that's part of the deal. The offensive lines develop as the season goes on anyway, when you can keep them together, which is what you really didn't have last year. You had so many injuries.
Yeah, I never even thought about something like this last year. I think out of 10 ball games, we started 9 different offensive units, kids moving to a different position for that game or somebody having to because of injuries. It was just one of those crazy years, and so that doesn't help your offensive continuity. And certainly hope that we'll have that continuity this year.
It is the kind of thing, though, when you begin a new season, you can leave that behind. You really do begin anew with a new season.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and what we did last year, just like Rob Waller, we've had 2 good games with them. We pulled them out. And, you know, I know their idea is to come get their first victory. And, you know, we haven't won a game, first game since I've been here. This is year 7, so maybe we can get a win, too. I mean, we'd like to get on a good start, and knowing that we only have 2 non-district games, we need to – it's urgent right now.
Well, I don't even have to put pressure on you. You're doing it on yourself right now, right?
Absolutely. I've never – you know, my dad told me years ago on the fans and the people who are up there writing about it, say, well, if they pay their dollar, let them holler because you're going to put more pressure. You know, our coaches, it's about how we're playing and what we're doing, our expectations.
Waller plays at Bryan tonight. The Bulldogs taking on the Vikings, and it's at Merrill Green Stadium. We're talking with Ross Rogers again. Coach, you played these guys a few times. You got a lot of history with Waller, though.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I was 24 years old when they gave me the job at Waller after Hempstead. So I was there for 5 years, and we had three or four really good teams. Thought we could win state a couple times and got beat in the third round. I think we went three deep three out of the 4 years and got beat one round. I mean, one time. So, you know, and that I've got a saying now that's going to be, it starts with me. I said it when I was 23 years old. And it was one of my, who was on the school board, Bubba Phillips, made me a sign that way and etched it in a piece of wood. Well, that wood is hanging over the Waller exit when they go on the home side. And I happened to see it when we were playing a playoff game there. So Waller was a very special place for me as a young coach. And I have a lot of great memories. And, you know, and we played them numerous times when I was consolidated. And now we've played them this very third year here at Bryan.
Yeah, and as you said, you've played playoff games there as well. It's been a great place to play.
Yeah, oh, beautiful place.
Jim Phillips is the coach. He's been at it a few years, too. Talk a little bit about Coach Phillips and what his philosophy is.
Jim Phillips is one of the I've known him for, golly, he was my brother's roommate at Angelo State. And my brother didn't stay in school very long, went on to his business. But Jim is coaching. He's a tough coach. He gets a lot of the kids love him. The town loves him. What you see is what you get with Jim. He's a hugger. He's a hollerer. He'll hug the kids, and they love him. And the town really respects him. And, you know, when you bring a coach back for the second time, he was there for probably 20 years, left for two different jobs, and then when it came back open, I think the town opened arms 3 years ago and brought him back.
I want to talk about Cade Bartlett, their quarterback. He really came into his own in a game against you guys a couple of years ago and played extremely well in a comeback effort because you had built a big lead in that game. He's been a challenge. That guy's a big guy and stands tall in the pocket.
Yes, he does. And, you know, a guy that's played three years of varsity, you know, there's a lot that comes with that. And now they're changing the offenses again, and they're doing more of a wishbone, but they're still going to fake the power and the crosses and get him out the side where he can throw the ball. And he's got a couple of guys he can throw it to. Curtis Fisher's been a good receiver for now. This will be their third year for him. But, yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to think it's good that he's not throwing it as much because he was always dangerous getting the ball deeper. They dropped a couple last year that would have made a difference in that ball game. And so I do know they'll throw. But once again, when they were spread, it was opportunity to throw two out of three downs. Now it looks like they might throw one out of four or five downs, you know. But we have a lot of respect for Cade and the type of player he is.
And he strikes me, and I believe a couple of years ago, maybe more than last year, he strikes me as the kind of guy who can run the football himself when he needs to. He's big enough.
Yeah, and he will have to run it in this. I mean, they've got certain reads, and they're running some pure bone where he's going to do some inside veer reads. I didn't see the outside veer, but that very well may be what they do this week. But he is capable and physical enough to run the ball. Whether he'd break it for 40, I don't know.
They had a struggling season. They were in a good district last year. They were in there with Brenham and the Magnolia schools and the Tomball schools, and that was a really solid district they played in. And they put some offensive points up, but they gave up a lot of points last year. Very young team, kind of like you guys, got a lot of people coming back.
Yeah, they've got a good senior class, and I know this group that Jim's appointed to, and with leadership at the quarterback and some good skilled kids. I think defensively, they've got the big defensive lineman, Gabriel Hall, who's already committed to Baylor. He's, you know, 6'5", 285. They got a big offensive guard, a big sophomore. It looks pretty good for a sophomore to me. He's about 6'5", 290. And so, you know, they've got some people. And it's, their numbers aren't big, but, you know, I think they'll, like I told you earlier, I think they'll like to pound you into submission. They'd like 3 yards, and if it's fourth and one, then they go for it. You know, if we keep them to fourth and threes and fours, then maybe we'll get them to punt the ball. But I think that this is the type of game that he wants to move toward, and this is what they spent their spring doing because I know some people that saw him in the spring. And so, you know, who knows? Here it goes. It's starting a new season, and everything they've shown us is they're going to pound the ball at you and then throw off of it. So we've got to be able to get up there mano-a-mano and see if we can put them in some third down long situations.
And a big game to get things started for the Bryan Vikings as well because you got two non-district games, and then you're into it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be two totally different type of games. You know, we're going to see the pounding game this week and then the following week consolidated with no tight ends and throwing the ball, air ball, and But, you know, they'll run the ball as well. But, I mean, it's going to be two different types. And we see pretty much a 4-1 defense going into this game. That's what Waller showed all last year and what we played against and what we saw in the scrimmage. And then we'll see a 4-3, though. Coach Hoppers will run over Consolidate, so we won't see a pure odd front. I do think that Waller will slide to an odd on certain situations, especially if it's third and long. But it'll be two good different type ball games to prove where we're at on both offensive and defensive lines, our secondary, and, of course, what we're trying to do with our skill kids on offense.
And then it's on to 14-6A after a week off. But we get it started coming up a little bit later tonight. It is the Bryan Vikings taking on the Waller Bulldogs, and we'll be back to talk more about that game after this.